This is One Universe at a Time. I'm Brian Corberline. Today we're going to go a little bit meta and talk about what exactly is a podcast, and specifically One Universe at a Time. What's our purpose? Why did we start this in the first place? And where do we think it's going? Today I've got a guest, Mark Gillespie, who is the producer of One Universe at a Time, and we're going to talk about the podcast.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here and to explain a little bit about our thought process and what we're trying to accomplish with the show and where it may be heading in the future. You know, we're based in Rochester, New York, and right. We tend to invite guests from the institution where we work, Rochester Institute of Technology, and a couple of surrounding institutions. We're finding our feet right now. We're trying to establish a format and an approach that we think will add to the conversation about science communication.
Right. And I think we've done, 19 episodes before this. So this is actually our 20th episode. And it's in summer break, so it's a little bit harder to find science guests because as soon as summer hits, everybody wants to hit the vacation.
Yeah, that's right. But it's a good time to pause and reflect on where we've been and what the next year has in store. When you were coming up with the format for the show and the specific approach, and Brian is the person who selects guests and invites them to be on the show, what were you trying to accomplish?
The main thing I wanted to accomplish is kind of humanizing science. You know, you start with the statistics that says that only 1 in 3 Americans can name a living scientist. And most of all, they'll name Stephen Hawking. And this is a society in which a lot of people are actually working in science. The United States is actually big on science, regardless of what some people might think. And for only a third of Americans to be able to name a single scientist and only a famous scientist is actually kind of disheartening. And so part of what I wanted to do is to really convey the idea that science is more than just the activity of big name people, that there are a lot of people out there who do science, and that the people who do science are actually just like you and me. They're your neighbors, they're your friends, they're the people that shop in the same grocery store, their kids go to the same schools as your kids. And I think that's something that a lot of people don't realize.
And what I found interesting about the show, too, is that you will pick guests that are outside of your field of astrophysics. And when they get in here, they exhibit the curiosity and the knowledge of a 12th grader or a bright college student. They're not a PhD in astrophysics. They're a PhD in their narrow field. And that's what makes the conversations interesting, both between yourself and your curiosity about what they have to say and what they have to ask you.
Right. And I think that's another aspect is that if you look at a lot of the popular science popularizers, the impression that people give is that because they are quote unquote scientists, they know all that there is to know about science in general. And in reality, that's not the case. I mean, if you ask me about astrophysics or specific areas of astrophysics, I'm your guy. But if you ask me about chemistry, well, I'll go back to college chemistry. And if you ask me about biology, oh, heaven help us. You know, I have to go back and review, what was that biology class that I had? Because my knowledge is no more than any run-of-the-mill anybody, you know. And I think that's something that's hard to keep in mind is that scientists are specialists. They're not generalists. And